Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FGS, monitoring from the mobile.
Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Extreme heat warning. You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning.
Office, you just screwing around today. I'm going to work for a bit. Normally I wouldn't, but they got a huge stick, huge order of radios in that need to be set up. So it's going to be pretty busy.
Well, that's good. Well, I think that company does pretty good then on orders, huh?
Yeah, she seems to be doing pretty well. I can't speak for her status, but seems to pay the bills.
There you go. Now, do you guys have an install department too, or do you just sell and they install?
I guess we have a couple companies, two or three companies we use, depending on where geographically it is. She contracts out to do installs. The majority of the stuff is handhelds, so nothing required there, but this big order is all mobile units. It's got, I don't know how many came in, it's over 100.
Now, is it a government, police, fire type thing, or is it a private setup?
It's government, but it's not public safety. I don't think it's more like DPW or something like that. I don't know the details yet.
No, I'm just curious. I was just after the, as I call it, the metadata. I don't need the, you know, who or what. So I'm just curious what kind of marketplace that she was going towards.
Yeah, we got a good mix of commercial and the municipal. I'd say it's 50-50.
Very good. Okay. I'm getting closer and closer here on my repeater project. I finally got the router all set up the way I want it. It took quite a while. Everything on this project takes quite a while. So, and nothing is smooth, but I'm getting better at it. So next time, rather than it taking me 3 weeks, it might only take me a week and a half.
Yeah, people don't realize how much stuff there is in these systems. It's not just plug and play, that's for sure. Anyways, it took me a long time to get my system to where I like it, where it can run and not need a lot of maintenance. I do have your stuff programmed in my radio, so if I get out that way, I'll be able to try it.
Well, right now she only covers IP, so basically only covers New Baltimore. But where it's going to go, it should be a powerhouse.
Now, will that be the only VHF DMR in the area?
Yeah, it sure keyed it. Yeah, it will. They're real popular out east, though. So I'm only went out Nantucket and all those other things. Just about everything out there was DMR, which, you know, Sean says kind of makes sense because, you know, a lot more dense out there with the amateur radio, a lot more people, a lot more old school people that have been into it too. WAVD, I don't know if I said that or not.
You didn't, but we all know who you are. So anyways, I'll tell you, California's got a lot. They got this whole system out there. They call it the PAPA system. I'm not sure what it stands for. But it covers like the whole state, and it's full, and it's just massive. And you got to be a member to even use their stuff. It's basically a closed system.
Yeah, but like anything else, I don't think you can do that, for one, at least according to the ham rules, but hey, whatever, it's California. do whatever they want. But I can understand that, you know, there's nothing to be had there, you know, which is good. I mean, that way if the government decides they want to take the stuff back, there's a little bit more resistance there.
Okay, just switched over to Warren here. Okay, I'm getting out of range on my repeater. It's weird. But, you know, yeah, they can't stop you from getting on the air and transmitting. I mean, you know, you can do that, but nobody will talk to you, or they'll shut the system off, you know. So, you know, you sit there and talk all you want, and nobody's going to listen. But California is an unique case anyways. They don't give much respect, hardly any respect for the rules. They're constantly swearing. It's kind of like 7200 on VHF and UHF.
Oh yeah, I get it. Oh, okay. 6:30 tonight, I take it.
Yeah. And bring your appetite and your walking shoes.
I will. All right, I got to step out of here. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I got to get done today. I'll get clear up of your WA meeting.
Yeah, so we'll probably go out on the boat after, you know, before the full fireworks start. And if you want to bring bathing suits, you can jump in the water, too. So, that's an option. All right, see you tonight, KPS.
WAPD.
Sean, are you listening? KPS. Alright, I won't say anything. I was just asking you, do you know if Cozy's open tomorrow?
Good question. I don't know. I would bet they are, but you never know.
So, you plan going?
Yeah, I don't see no reason why not.
All right. Maybe I'll give them a call and make sure that they are going to be there. All right. Because if you weren't going to be there, then whatever, I probably wouldn't bother going.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care one way or the other if you got other plans, but they're probably going to be open. And they usually are for everything but like Christmas and Easter, I think. Anywho.
Alrighty. So, you're gonna see your own fireworks, huh? Where do you go?
Well, I don't know if there's necessarily gonna be fireworks, you know, of any particular city or anything like that. We're out near New Baltimore on the lake with the in-laws and the kids and the grandkids and all that. So boating, we'll blow off our own fireworks, barbecue, you know, just that kind of thing. I don't know if there's any official fireworks that night or not, but that's not the intent of the evening.
Okay, well, what lake is that on?
Lake St. Clair.
Oh, I've heard of that one. All right, that should be fun. A lot of stuff going on there. All right, catch you later. Probably see you tomorrow then. I'll let you know if they, for some reason, are not open, if they check it out. Today seems a little cooler, so enjoy that. All right, catch you later. KPR.
You know what? You're going to be in here for a minute. I'm going to call him right now.
Yeah, I got about 10 minutes to go to work.
Yes, they are open tomorrow.
Alrighty then, I'll be there. KPR.
Alright. Tell Deb I said hi, and yeah, if you need some extra help for all them radios, I'm sure Wally will like the moonlight.
Extreme heat warning. Good morning, 1000 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Bravo, Papa, Alpha, test.
Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KEAWUO.
Thought you were going up north, man.
I am at some point today. Right now, I'm going 10 under the speed limit because I look like a cop car, and everybody's scared. So, if everybody gets out of the way, maybe I could head up there today.
You need to paint that car pink, then they won't fall for it.
Yeah, I don't know about the pink, but, There may be some changes that need to be made to make this worthwhile again, because you get somebody in your blind spot that doesn't want to pass you and they just hang out there, and then the guy in front of you goes slow, and so you're boxed in, and there's nothing you can do about it. Sometimes they get out of the way, and it's nice, but most of the time, they go 10 under. So. But, Take an e-bike out for a spin today?
Well, it was promised yesterday by end of work day. And the guy said, nope, didn't come today. So he sent me a picture of the FedEx tracking, and I could see the number in it. So I've got the FedEx tracking up for it. It says it's supposed to be delivered today between 10:30 and 2:30, but it does not say out for delivery. It just says on the way. So I seriously doubt it's even coming today.
Extreme heat warning.
And I look at when it was shipped. it was shipped on Tuesday, the same day that I called him and asked him it was going to be, as he promised, ready by the end of the week. So I don't, you know, could be coincidence, but it seems odd that it shipped the day I called him to say, hey, am I going to have this thing by the end of the week like you promised? Anyhow, so I have highly unlikely I'll see it before Monday.
That's too bad. I hate when that happens. Like, you got a big weekend ahead of you. It'd be really nice to have to zoom around and look at the fireworks and, you know, but of course, somewhere along the line, somebody drops the ball, and then, you know, the weekend makes it even worse, and the holiday, I guess, too, just prolongs it even more, so gotta love that. Well, at least you'll have it next week, and it'll be a little cooler, and maybe it'll all be worth the wait when you can pedal around, cruise around without sweating bullets.
Yeah, I don't really care. I just, the guy seemed kind of aloof to me. So I ordered it. It'll be 2 weeks Monday. And so when 1 week had come and gone, I didn't call him on the Monday, the next Monday. I called him. I waited till Tuesday. I didn't hear anything Monday. And I called him on Tuesday. Because I just had a feeling that he didn't get it in, and then there was Prime Day, was the Tuesday after I ordered it, and they ran out of stock on Tuesday, so I thought, great, if he didn't get on the ball and order it the day I gave him, you know, paid him, then I'd run into this little out-of-stock thing. Luckily, the out-of-stock thing was only a day or two, so he still could have got it ordered last week, and he very well might have. I don't know. You know, I don't know how long it takes them to get it actually shipped. You know, from an order, seems reasonable within 5 business days. So, just coincidental that it actually shows, the tracking number shows it actually shipped the day I called. It is FedEx. I don't know if that's normal for a big package like this, but, or if he was making up for lost time, trying to make up for lost time anyhow. Whatever. It'll be here Monday. I can live with that. I didn't have much plans for it this weekend anyhow.
Yeah, you know, I think to some degree we're all spoiled by Amazon because we're so used to their freaky fast Jimmy John's style deliveries. You know, it's when we don't get a package when we expect, it starts to weigh on your patience a little bit more than maybe it used to, but yeah, you'll love it. Do you ever ride your bikes up at Riverbends? There's a bunch of, like, dirt paths that go all through from, like, 22 and Ryan to Hall Road, and there's, like, little obstacles and berms and whatnot that they look like they'd be a lot of fun. That might be a fun place to take the bike, kind of in the shade, and kind of get away from everybody a little bit and just go for a cruise. So it'd be a cool place. I don't know if you've ever checked it out, but that's probably where one of the places I take mine.
Well, I didn't catch whether you had an E or a regular. I've never owned an E before, so, and mine is a gravel bike. It's not really a trail bike. So I have rode Dodge Park and River Bends quite a bit. You know, when it's, if you get a good day where it's not loaded up with, you know, baby buggies and stuff like that, then it's pretty good. And if you stay in River Bend, it's usually not too bad in that department. Dodge Park can be hit or miss, but we often will launch at the Shaner Edison Corridor entrance, and then we'll run Dodge Park all the way, go through that little tiny bit of subdivision there, across the bridge by Jimmy John's, and then take that all the way up to 22. So we generally would do that with the, but we stay on the paved part. I don't go off onto the paths up in River Bend because I really don't have a bike. My bike could do it, but it's not really, you know, it's not really made for that. And nor will my new one be. So I'd like to get one. I'd like to get something with at least a front suspension. But, you know, as I get older, you know, a misplanted foot or a banging into something, you know, just it takes its toll and it takes me a lot longer to recover. So I don't know that I'm going to be doing any crazy single tracking anymore.
Well, it sounds like you guys go a pretty good distance on those bikes. But I know exactly that path that you're talking about. And it's kind of cool over there, you know, where you'll cross over by Heritage Park and then go through that little subdivision, like you said, and then under the tunnel, under Hall Road. And, like, a lot of that stuff, most people don't even know exists because it's kind of well hidden. But yeah, it's pretty cool over there. And, yeah, you know, to your point, River Bend has a nice ramp park you could take your bike to, too. There's half pipes, and I know what you mean. I used to be a BMXer, and I beat myself up pretty good, knocked teeth out and all kinds of fun things, and, nowadays showing up to work with a broken shoulder and, missing teeth, it doesn't go over so well, so, and it's just not fun. I just don't want to do that, so I don't blame you there. That's kind of where I'm at, is let's just keep both tires on the ground and, I can still have fun like that. There's no shame in that. But I don't actually, I wouldn't just ride my BMX bike. I don't have an e-bike or even a mountain bike at this time, but I would like to get an e-bike. But I would say that's where I would take mine if I got one.
Sounds like you're getting out of range. Where are you at?
I am at my work. I just pulled into the driveway. I didn't really do anything these last 2 days, so I wanted to stop in and send out a couple of emails and, get a couple things out for quote real quick. I think I can do like an hour's worth of work and make a little bit of a difference, because next week is going to be tough with me not being here Monday, so I kind of want to get ahead of the game a little bit.
Okay, well, you just got a little noisy. You're fine now. A little snap, crackle, pop, but you're good. But, do that. You said you're there, so I won't hold you up. You can get inside and get that stuff done so you can get home and get on your way. Sounds like you got a good 4th of July weekend planned, so have fun. And yeah, you'll have to get a bike. I do enjoy it, and it's a good way to just keep active, right? And I do single track, don't get me wrong. I do a lot of single track, but nothing that gets too technical, I guess, is the, like you said, keep the two wheels on the ground. All right, I know you're there. After yours, W8FU.
All righty. Well, I will head in. I'll be monitoring again in 10 minutes-ish, and then we'll go from there. So for now, this is KE8WUO. I'll be clear but monitoring.
Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 88 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Come on now. Anybody gonna copy?
Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Okay, 8RDH, am I getting in, Dakota?
A little rough, but you're in there. What's going on?
Not much. I don't have any mobile with me, so I'm on an HT and a little bit far from the repeater, so.
You're good when you're in the clear, but when you're not in the clear, you're not good. So, I don't know. It's working. What HT do you have?
This is APEC 7000.
Oh, you fancy. You need to get one of those external antennas for it.
Yep, a little bit fancy. I'm just out running. I had to run the CVS. I'll probably head back home, just waiting for that package to show up.
This is the first time I've used my 5550 in probably a week, so thanks for reminding me to charge it. I'm actually going to meet a gentleman right now who's interested in the 857, so we're going to do a little parking lot demo, and hopefully it goes home with its new owner, and on to the next thing.
Dude, that'd be super nice to have that money in your pocket.
Yeah, it'd be a nice recoup after the 705 build out, so I don't need two that do the same thing, and I like my icons, so 857 hopefully gets to go home with someone else today and serve them well. It's a good kit. I haven't used it since I put it together, like most of my kits.
Yeah, when you posted that, it made me think I need to really badly need to put that 891 somewhere else, and maybe on Facebook or wherever you put stuff to be sold. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, Phil was just telling me the same thing. It's funny, you guys both have my old 891s, but he said the same thing. He's like, now I got this G90. He goes, I don't know that I'm ever going to use the 891.
That's funny. Hey, give me a few minutes. I'll be back. I got to run into CVS here.
Sounds good. NADBF, standing by.
More equipment trading, KFADA.
What up? I haven't talked to you in forever. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Just got back from the west side. Was in Grand Rapids / Grand Haven yesterday.
Well, that's not a terrible part of the state to be in when the weather's this hot. Did you at least go to the beach?
Yeah, I went to Grand Haven during the day, and it was like 10 degrees cooler. And me and the puppy were there, so we went off the pier or whatever it's called, and then I did POTA in the parking lot. So made like 32 contacts.
Well, that was my next question, if you played any radio, but good. FT8?
Yeah, it was FT8 because I left my microphone at home. Can you believe it?
I'd be fine if I said I didn't do that once before, but thankfully I had a Bluetooth backup mic that I ended up using for the operation, so it happened.
Yeah, I suppose I could use the computer's microphone and do one of those virtual audio cables, but I didn't think about it at the time.
Yeah, at that point, just run FT8, it's easier.
Yeah, and it automatically logs, and I can generate the ADIF and all that stuff. I've been using World Radio League. Have you ever tried that yet? It's basically a website, but then they've got like little connector programs that will shuffle your WSJTX into their website.
I have not tried that yet, but I'm all for the convenience of not having to manually screw around with logs.
Yeah, it works great for field day. You know how WSJTX only lets you output to one destination, right? Well, here's where we use AI for field day. I go in and go, hey, I need to send to two different sources. Can you make me like a packet repeater so that it will go into two different programs? The AI generated it, and I sent it off to Greg, and Greg was using it too. So it's like we use AI on field day.
AI is a beautiful thing. I hate to say how much I use it, but it's a powerful, powerful tool, especially for little quality of life improvements like that.
Yeah, it's opened up a whole new world. I enjoy it. it's a new skill. So it's exciting. It's fun. And when you actually get to use it and it's not like cheating, or, you know, you don't feel like it's cheating, it's just like, you know, you get something done that you needed in a hurry.
Yeah, I used it this morning. So I've got Spectrum Gigabit coming in, and for the longest time I've only been getting like 550 down. And I'm like, what the hell, man? I know something's wrong. But I've never taken any time to, like, actually dive into it. So, like, I'm going to try this. So I opened up my Unify controller, told Claude, I'm like, hey, go check Chrome. Go into my Unify controller. Tell me what the hell's going on. I should be hitting gig. Claude found it in, like, 5 minutes. It was a QoS policy that I created forever ago for the clear node. And it was causing all the egress to give the clear node priority so that everything else was, like, second priority bandwidth.
Oh, that's funny. So it was actually like controlling the browser and going through the menus and clicking things and all that stuff.
Yep. Pretty scary stuff, man. I mean, within a couple minutes, it was like, got it. Here's the problem. You have two QoS rules. And it's like, want me to disable them? So I knew immediately as soon as it said that. I'm like, I forgot those were even in there. So I deleted them, ran a speed test, and I got like 950 to the computer. I'm like, man, I've been annoyed by this for like months. I've just never taken the time to work on it, and then today I'm like, you know what, Claude, take a stab at it.
Yeah, I had the same, well, not the same thing, but a similar thing with firewall rules. It's like, why is my ports not forwarding? I have it open, here's my files, and it's like, oh, you forgot to do this masquerading or whatever. You know, it found some thing that I would have not have thought of. And it just like looked at my config files and it's like you and you know, and added it. And the same thing with the TailScale. TailScale came out with an error, and I didn't understand it. Like, explain this error for me, and like, how do we work around it, you know? But a lot of times I'll say, you know, for anything, like, give me a root cause analysis. Go, you know, don't fix it. Go do a root cause analysis. Try to tell me what you think is wrong, and then give me ideas. Because I do worry that it's going to, like, do things and modify things without my permission.
No, for sure. Trust me, I watched everything it was doing. I didn't get up and walk away from the computer while it did that. I'm like, all right, there's more than just my network in this controller, so let's see what it's going to do. But it was very, it was pretty non-invasive. I mean, it's not like it went through each menu to get to where it needed to. Like, it opened up the settings, it looked at the firewall policies, and I was like, okay, here's your problem. Like, okay, that's pretty cool. So now I've got double the internet, or double the download speed to my devices. That was the other thing. I was getting like 400 on my iPhone. I'm like, I'm looking at my access point, and Claude saved the day. But yeah, you definitely got to be careful with it. There's a lot of people out there that just think it's the magic beans. You just turn it on and it does everything.
Yeah, Theta. Yeah, you've got to use your personal expert knowledge experience to work with it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, okay, like, so if you're a doctor, you know, you know what to ask it or how to ground it, you know, kind of ground it in reality. But if I were to ask a medical question, I wouldn't know. You know, like, I wouldn't know. I would just say, well, this is what I'm experiencing, and then I would trust the answer without actually, like, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I'm going to come up with, you know, it's the same, you know, the other way around, too. Like, if you're a doctor and you're asking it to write a program, you might not understand all the different libraries that are out there and things like that. But either way, you can kind of get close to the answer, but you're not going to get fully, like, expert vetted information.
I assimilate this with, like, back in my early days of my career where I was working in help desk, and, like, I would just Google the crap out of issues until I found, like, archaic forums that were like, this is how I fixed it back 7 years ago. And it's basically just a search engine on crack that's able to think on its own. So that's kind of how I approach everything. I'm like, look, here's the issue. This is what I think it is. This is probably what we need to do. But confirm that, and if it is the case, you know, write me a script that's going to do it, or whatever, right? Like, I don't rely on it solely, and I'm also very mean to it, like, especially when it starts to hallucinate. I'm like, no, like, snap back to reality here. You're going down the rabbit hole, and you're going the wrong way, and it's like, you're right, my bad.
Yeah, and there's lots of tricks to mitigate some of that, like, you know, you are a software, you know, you tell it, you are a software engineer, or you are a network engineer. I want you to take a look at this and, you know, work with a Cisco network engineer and come up with a solution. And it'll actually think a little bit harder, you know, if it's a networking problem, but yeah. No, it's all good. But you gave me an idea. I need to go into my UniFi router and see if it, like, finds anything that might be out of whack. I'm going to definitely tell it not to touch anything, but, you know, go look, see if there's anything that's, you know, there's probably something I've done in mine even, that, like, especially the Wi-Fi networks. I do have trouble sometimes with the Wi-Fi networks where things won't connect to it.
I have the utmost confidence that if there is an issue, it will find it. It's, I don't know. Like, sometimes I get to the point where I'm like, cite your sources. Like, where the hell are you getting this? And it's like, okay, that looks legit. And, yeah, I'd be curious what it finds. I don't have any issues like that, but I just had that stupid TOS rule from the Clear Node forever ago. Remember when it was making that weird, it was like clipping, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting packet loss. I wonder if it's a bandwidth issue. So I made a stupid blanket QoS rule for that IP, and then it deprioritized all my other traffic, and I'm like, man, like, stupid human error, and it fixed it in like 5 minutes. Give me a minute here, I'm pulling into my parents, I gotta drop my kids off. I don't know if you'll be out here or not, but I'll be mobile in like another 10. Any idea?
All right, yeah, I'll be around somewhere. KFA.
On the road again?
On the road again. I'm coming in now.
Not great.
That is not. If you want to switch over to DMR, I'm probably getting through this.
All right, copy that. I'll meet you there at ADBF.
Connected to CMN Network.
N8BBF.
Extreme heat warning.
KFA-VIC. What's up, Jack?
Oh, I got some mics. How about you?
I am sitting in the Trek Supply parking lot waiting for a gentleman that's going to take a look at a radio.
I don't know, but he's sounding good on that radio.
Well, good, because I'm actually talking on the radio that I think he's buying, so I'm glad that it's getting a good signal report.
Audio is good. No traffic at all. How do you expect it to affect it at all?
What I'd like to hear, how have you been? You got any plans this weekend?
I'm doing fine. I'm just... for a couple of days, maybe stay out of that hot weather. I just came outside to see that. The wind is blowing a little bit, but it's not too bad, it sounds right. Anyway, I go over to my sister's house, she lives on Cash Lake. So they're going to do some fireworks tomorrow, I guess, so I got to go there.
All right, good deal. I lost you on the end of that one there. I don't know if that was, if you were moving or what, but kind of washed out. My truck says 93, so I was just kind of hanging out today, and then this came up, so that's about the only thing I got planned, and then I think the weather's supposed to change for the worse tomorrow, right? It's supposed to storm? If not, I'll be out there taking the kids swimming.
Yeah, I just was. That's why. Yeah, well, tomorrow is not going to be in the daylight. I don't think so. Probably at night. At night. Some, you know, they say about maybe 1 o'clock, 30%, but at night it's going to rain.
Michigan, so it changes constantly, but I hope it holds at least for the majority of the day. But at the same time, fireworks are cool, and I'm hoping I get to watch some from the backyard without being in a thunderstorm.
It was hills. It was last week. And really, I was sitting outside from the garage. I was looking at the park. It was too far where I was. They were up there, and I watched them. But she called today, she said, come on over tomorrow. She's going to have her fireworks. Come on, have a beer. Everybody had no problem.
All right, well, good deal. All right, Jack, they just pulled in, so I'm going to clear out of here and let them give this thing a spin. So if you hear some key apps, it's probably just us testing. Good hearing from you, and enjoy your weekend if I don't talk to you. And 8 DBF.
Check the report, or check the radio, or something like that. Let me know. I'm outside.
Hey, yeah, can you give me an Amish firework?
I don't know who was it. I think Dave was. Sorry about that. I stepped on you. KFADIC. I was.
I'm just saying you're going to do Amish fireworks, you know, Amish fireworks. The bear is going to help you, right?
What a bear. It's about 500 pounds. Look at the bear. Oh, everybody laughed at that. I sent this to my daughter. I like those things. Send them anytime you have something like that, send them. Like this morning, I forgot what was Pipic this morning. No, he said, you're going to watch, I said, yeah, I'm going to go to the lake and watch a firework. That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was traveling this morning. I was coming back home. Went over to the west side, Grand Rapids. I just got back today. So, man, it's hot over here compared to over there. I mean, it was hot over there, too, but it's like 10 degrees more or over here.
You're right. I used to have my son lived over there in Grand Rapids. He used to work there. He used to have, the painters and cell phones and all that. He used to be a head manager there. And, you know, he moved in here, but he didn't want to stay there too long. He lived there for 5 years. I was there one day, and, you know, it is. Over there, it gets really bad in the wintertime. Now, and here you don't get nothing, but there you do. And that's the weather, I guess, pattern that was.
Yeah, I also went by the water, so I think that helped a little bit, too, being by the water. But, all right, you're a little scratchy in the system, so I won't let you strain yourself there. And we'll chat with you later. I'll listen out, though. KF8S.
Yeah, because I'm in the front of the house, but I just moved up a little bit, you know, now it's a bit opening. And I'm on DM32 anyhow, with a short antenna. Take care, Dave. Thank you again for sending all that stuff. I like that. Anytime you have something to send, go ahead. Take care. KFADIC.
You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 90 degrees.
KPR.
Extreme heat warning. Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, TMR, NABDS.
Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm watch. Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch.
NAWRO from KEAWUO.
NAWRO, are you over here, John?
Yeah, sorry, I'm on analog 2.6. I saw the alerts come in. You want me to keep an eye on that with you guys? I think I can help out remotely.
Yeah, if you're available, I got to get a hold of Jeff and see what he wants to do. It's still pretty far out. It's not even in the Lake Michigan yet. But nevertheless, we're still under a watch, so I'll keep you posted. Dave's the one that brought it to my attention, so NAWRO, back to you.
All right. I am currently heading north towards Mackinac, but there's several spots along the way that I should be able to get in. And I'll stop at one. I might be able to make it all the way up, though, looking at, you know, you're saying it's a little early. So I'll play it by ear. KEAWUO.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, John, because it's, you know, good to do what you do, but it's not mandatory, especially this far out. But let's see what Jeff wants to do, and we'll go from there. NAWRO. We'll keep you posted. Are you going to be available here, or how we work in the contact there?
You should be able to. I'll try to monitor MI1, MI2. I have P25 with me and DMR. Analog and P25 and DMR probably, you know, I guess, the best, which is pretty much everything, but yeah, I don't know, it just depends on where I'm at.
And then, of course, cell phone, and you got access to HOIP as well, correct?
That's true, yes. I can always call. I do have the HOIP. That definitely will work, and so you should be able to find a way to get a hold of me.
All right, sounds good, and we'll probably end up on the ARPSC bridge, but I'll keep you posted. Thanks. NAWRO, after you, safe travel.
All right. Have a good one, sir. I'll be monitoring as best as I can. KEAWUO. Is that you out there, Joe?
Confirm, this is Science, you are either you make come out here in Livonia.
Yeah, you're getting in, you're a little scratchy, but able to make out what you're saying. A little bit of popcorn, kind of sporadic, but you're coming through okay.
Glad to hear with that. I'll let you guys go. Well, get some fishing line and go grocery shopping and get ready for the beach ahead. So, 7-3, WE all take clear. Thank you.
Alrighty. Have a good weekend. Happy 4th.
KEAWUO.
WCAE from NAWRO. Jeff, you out there? Nothing heard. NAWRO, clear.
Are you looking for me there, Tim?
No negative, John. Just putting a call out for Jeff on the UHF. I'm going to try 7.2 again. And if not, we might have to give him a phone call. NAWRO.
All right. KEAWUO. Clear.
Okay, PMR on ADBF.
Is that you, Dakota, NAWRO?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's the weather over in your area? A tad cooler up there than yesterday, I suppose.
Well, I'm in downtown Romeo right now, and I just ran through the car wash, and my truck still says 87, so I don't know. Is it cooler?
My truck says 97.
Yeah, I'm not sure about being cooler, but I guess technically it is, but it doesn't feel like it when you're out there. NAWRO, go ahead.
I think that was Sean, maybe, and since my last transmission, we're up to 91, so it's climbing.
No, it's KEAWUO, pretty far away from the tower, and on 696, so I might not be getting in good.
No, that was readable, John. You're good. I'm going to jump out real quick, guys, because I still want to get a hold of Jeff or talk to the boss. So, NAWRO, I'll be clear but listening. Go ahead, Dakota, and then send it to John.
All right, copy that. Good hearing you. And, yeah, John, you sound fine. There's a little bit of fry in there, but completely copyable.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm just starting to get to know this new setup. I'm going through a tunnel now.
I think I know the tunnel that you're going through. What's the new setup?
Yeah, I'm out here in Southfield. I just went through those two long tunnels. I think there's one more. But I just got a mobile radio setup finally. And so I've always been on a handheld, but not anymore. About to go through the third tunnel.
I feel like I knew that, but maybe I'm imagining it or thinking I knew that. But, well, good. What'd you get? It's quite the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty shocked that I'm still getting in on the same repeater that I use at my house. I'm out here in Southfield. Like, how is this possible? I'm still coming in okay, I presume. And I got an APX 8500, so I went all out.
Oh, Motorola's most economical radio. Good choice. Well, that's sweet. That's their new one, right? Like, the newest new one.
I wouldn't call it new, but, I mean, it is a new radio. Like, when I got it, it still had the stickers and packaging. But they've been making it for 10 years, you know. They've been making it for quite some time. It is the highest model P25 analog, I guess you could say, for mobile. But I don't know. I don't deserve it.
Got 10 years? I feel like these things don't age.
I'm on a 5550E, and I thought that thing was high speed.
Yeah, well, I still can't get over that I'm still getting in, because I'm going under bridge after bridge after bridge out here, and I'm just kind of blown away. But yeah, anything with the Motorola Batwing symbol seems to hold its own for quite some time. That's maybe why I do it, but I think that is some serious high-speed stuff still. It's like what all the cool guys use.
I mean, oh wow, there's a light here now. I haven't been over here forever. So, what antenna are you using? I mean, yeah, I don't know what repeater you're on, and I don't know where exactly you're at, but you sound, I mean, I can tell you're getting further away from it, and probably not in an optimal spot, but I can hear everything you're saying.
Yeah, so I'm using the Motorola Tri-Band. It's just the factory radio that goes with the APX8500. It's 7-800 megahertz, VHF, UHF, and right now I am on 696, exactly passing telegraph on a bridge, so I probably sound really good.
That's that Coke bottle looking antenna, isn't it?
Yeah, there's two of them. This is the one that ends in the two. There's like the older model ends in a one, this model ends in a two. It's a weird looking antenna for sure. But it's relatively short, and you know, it doesn't make me look like such a huge WCAE's term, doesn't make me look like a whacker.
I can relate to that. I try to be as nonchalant and incog as I can about my antennas, but unfortunately the only antenna that I get a good match on my truck is a 40-inch 2x4, so there's not a whole lot of hiding that thing. But I think I've seen your antenna, maybe not your exact model, but I'm pretty sure Wally's got one of those.
Yeah, I mean, so far, seems to work pretty good. I can't complain. I'm shocked, truthfully. And, so telegraph in 696 is where I was, but I'm going into FBI Warren 2.6, so it's a pretty good range. I'm blown away.
Yeah, you're still in there strong. Like I said, you got a little bit of fry, but then, like, you'll clear off completely. So as long as there's nothing in your way or you're not losing elevation, it's working good.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Well, very cool. Just passing Inkster now. But I don't know, these ride-alongs are always interesting, but I don't want to tie you up. I know Tim's got some stuff going on, so might put up the mic here for a little bit and see what everybody else is doing.
Nope, that's good timing. I'm pulling into my parents right now with lunch for the kids, so I'm going to jump out as well, but good hearing you. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. I'll listen out at ADBF.
All right. Have a good one, sir. Thanks for the QSO and the signal reports, the range reports. Pretty cool. KEAWUO.
Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 90 degrees.
KE8WUO. KE8 WUO from NAWRO. John, if that's you, I think we found the end of your rope there, but just to let you know, we're not going to light up right now. It's pretty far out. Jeff's monitoring it, and you know, we'll do it as needed as it approaches closer. If you want, I could be on statewide 1, NAWRO.
All right, Tim. I'm on hold now. I just let you know I copied the rest. I heard everything on.
All right, very good. Copy your last. You can no need to interrupt your trip. You can still make progress then, and we'll deal with it as necessary in the hours to come. Hopefully, safe travels. NAWRO after you.
Alrighty, sounds good. I will talk to you soon. I'll be monitoring as best I can. I'll put the hoip on the MAC, and I'll just monitor that all the way up. So anything that goes over there, I'll hear on the car speaker.
Okay, copy that. I can be on hoip, but you did copy that Jeff is camping, so he won't be on hoip. But that's fine. NAWRO.
You don't have to go to hoip. I was just saying that I will use groundwire to monitor FBI, or I'm sorry, the WAA-MAC. So just business as usual for you. If you say anything over the Mecca, I'll hear it. KAWU.
All right, now I understand your last. Copy that, and I'll have to make a game time decision if we're going to join FBI and the Mecca. So, but I understand your last. Safe travels. NAWRO clear.
Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch.
Okay.
Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Currently connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 91 degrees. Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Connected to CMN Network.
NAPBS.
T T-O-T-D-I-S. UHF hub, connected to Flynn 600. Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 91 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is CEDTS, and I am Piper W6WSW doing a technical service activation of the Mytown 7-1-net being activated at 5:02 p.m. from the National Weather Service Office in White Lake. And that covers 17 counties under White Lake. Warning responsibility. The Mytown net is a control net utilizing the C-Station contact. The net control station for this network communicates with one authorized C-Station to each of the 17 counties. The county C-Stations monitoring all weather observations from their local net and communicate pertinent information in Mytown using a time-of-flight location reporting system. The status of the Mytown net, along with any other pertinent weather statements, will be communicated at 15 to 45 minutes past the hour. Roll call will be taken each hour on hour and half hour depending on net status. National Weather Service is issued following statements. Stand by. To begin with, the National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 447 in effect until 10 p.m. this evening for the following areas. Genesee, Lapeer, Runaway, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Shiawassee, St. Clair, and Wayne and Washtenaw counties. This includes the cities of Adrian, Elmont, Ann Arbor, Brighton, Canton, Dearborn, Durand, Ferndale, Flint, Sellersville, Howell, Inland City, Lambertville, Lapeer, Lincoln, Park, Livonia, Inland City, Marysville, Monroe, Novi, Owasso, Conrad, Fort Graham, Webster, Royal, Southfield, St. Clair Shores, Taylor Heights, Taylor, Temperance, Troy, Warren, Wellford, and Westland. Stand by, there's no warning coming out to you. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Runaway County and Washtenaw County until 6:45. At 5:22, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Eaton Rapids to 8 miles east of Albion to 6 miles southeast of Redding, moving east at 40 miles an hour. The main hazard is 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail, as radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected, wind damage to roofs and siding and trees as well. The severe thunderstorms will be near Hudson, Addison, and Cement City around 5:40, Onset and Clayton around 5:50, Morenci around 5:55, Adrian, Chelsea, and Manchester around 6, Clinton Township around 6:05, Tecumseh and Dexter around 6:10, Blissfield around 6:15, Ann Arbor, Saloon, Britton, and Whitmore Lake, around 6:20. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Manitou Beach, Devil's Lake, Whitaker, Ogden Center, Hudson Mills Metro Park, Ridgeway, Deli Mills, Palmyra, Pleasant Lake, and Sand Creek. Torrential rainfall is occurring with these storms and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicles in flooded roadways. Please take DTS standby for the rest of the Mytown. Preamble. When checking into the Mytown net individually or changes in his mood here, club call sign, please indicate that you will see or club call sign in addition to stating your operator's call sign phonetically, your name, and your local net status. If at any time the initial C station changes, MICON net control needs to be informed of the new station codes in that log. I will now stand by for check-in. Apparently no one's listening to me, but at any rate, I am here. We are having a net. Currently in condition yellow for the thunderstorm warning for Waxhaw in Lenawee, I think it was. But I will take any check-ins at any time at this point. Nothing's really going on. So, right now, W6WU for...
Yep, I'm getting back. Do I hear you?
I think at least somebody's with me.
Michigan. HD, I don't know how well I'm making it, but,
looking for weather net myself. Yeah, you're kind of the least I'm having a hard time hearing you. Did you want to check into the net, or were you just looking?
I can't quite hear you. Your audio is very, very low. So you're on narrowband deviation. You might want to check that setting.
Could have been a little too far from the mic. Is that better?
Much, much.
I'll try to keep that in mind. Thanks. Take you here.
Okay. It's around here for a little bit. Looking like they're moving towards the Lansing area right now.
Morning remains in effect until 6:45 for Lenawee and Washtenaw County. At 5:36, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Leslie to near Grass Lake to near Olmsted to near Pioneer, moving east at 55 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are the main hazard with these storms, detail radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect considerable tree damage. Wind damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. The severe thunderstorms will be near Adrian, Hudson, Onstead, and Clinton around 5:40. Tecumseh, Chelsea, Morenci, Manchester, and Clinton Township around 5:45. Dexter and Britton around 5:55. Ann Arbor, Saline, and Blitzfield around 6. Ypsilanti, Milan, Deerfield and Whitmore Lake around 6:05, Dixborough and Willis around 6:10, and Salem around 6:15. Other locations impacted with these severe thunderstorms include Manitou Beach, Devil's Lake, Whitaker, Hudson Center, Hudson Mills Mitchell Park, Ridgeway, Valley Mills, Palmyra, Pleasant Lake, and Santa Creek. Torrential rainfall is occurring with these storms and may lead to flash flooding. As a reminder, do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. This is KBTS.
Connected to CMN Network. Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch.
FHW monitoring from Akron, Michigan.
This is K8DCX. It's the MICON net. Was someone looking to check in?
Well, I've been here all along in the last 10 minutes or so.
I'm wondering whether we are connected here to the Quantica Sea Machine and 3-1.
Okay, well, currently, this group of feet is being utilized for the flight time that's for the National Weather Service. So for right now, the only traffic being passed back and forth is me reading statements from the Weather Service and people checking in and giving me reports. And so that's where we sit at the moment. This is KDDX.
I understand completely. I've been trained. Alrighty, I'm going to be in the background. KDFHWV. Monitoring.
Sounds good, thanks. KDTX. This is KDTX. The National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm warning for Shiawassee and Livingston counties until 6:45. At 5:41, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near East Lansing to near Williamston to near Mason, to moving east-northeast at 50 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are radar-indicated. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. The severe thunderstorms will be near Perry around 5:45, Morris around 5:50, Fowlerville around 5:55, Bancroft around 6 o'clock, Durand, Cohocta, Byron, and Oak Grove around 6:05, and Lennon around 6:10. Currently, the mic on that is operating under condition yellow. However, I will still take check-ins from anyone listening. This is KDDX. This is KDTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 for Lenawee and Washtenaw counties. At 5:52, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 6 miles north of Grass Lake to near Manchester to near Adrian to near Fayette, moving east at 60 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are radar-indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect considerable tree damage. Wind damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. These severe storms will be near Saline, Chelsea, Dexter, Blissfield, Deerfield, and Britton around 6 o'clock, Ann Arbor and Milan around 6:05, Ypsilanti, Dixboro, Willis, and Whitmore Lake around 6:10, Salem around 6:20. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Metro Beach, Devil's Lake, Whitaker, Ogden Center, Hudson Mills Metro Park, Ridgeway, Deli Mills, Palmyra, Pleasant Lake, and Sage Creek. This is KDTX.
Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 90 degrees.
This is KDTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 for Shiawassee and Livingston counties. At 5:59, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Morris to near Cohocta to near Howell, moving east at 55 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are the main hazards, which are radar-indicated. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. These severe thunderstorms will be near Owasso, Howell, Durand, Corona, Cohocta, Byron, Bancroft, and Oak Grove around 6:05, Heartland, and Lennon around 6:10. These severe thunderstorms will be near Owasso. Oh, I already read that. I'm sorry. Lost my spot. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Plainfield, Island Lake State Recreation Area, Conway Township, Pinckney State Recreation Area, Vernon, Hudson's Corners, Lakeland, Tilson, Bennington, and Unadilla. This is Terry DTX. Stand by on another thing is pretty. This is KDTX. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Monroe and Wayne counties until 7:15. At 5:59, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Ann Arbor to near Sabine to near Tecumseh, moving east at 45 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are the main hazards with these storms. The source is emergency management. Impact is hail damage to vehicles, which is expected. Expect considerable tree damage. Wind damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. The severe thunderstorms will be near Milan and Canton around 6:10, Dundee and Belleville around 6:15, Romulus and Petersburg around 6:20, Ida and Mamie around 6:25, Taylor, Flat Rock, Carrollton, and Dearborn around 6:30, Monroe, Wyandotte, and Trenton around 6:35, and Grossville around 6:40. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Newport, Melvindale, Gibraltar, Erie, New Boston, Woodland Beach, Stony Point, Bulls Harbor, Rockwood, and Samaria. This is KUCTS. This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 for Lenawee and Washtenaw County. At 6:05, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Dexter to near Saline to near Petersburg to 7 miles southwest of Blissfield, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect considerable tree damage. Wind damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. The severe thunderstorms will be near Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Milan, Blissfield, Deerfield, Dixboro, and Whitmore Lake around 6:10, Willis around 6:15, Salem around 6:20. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Whitaker, Ogden Center, Gibson Mills Metro Park, Ridgeway, Deli Mills, Palmyra, Pleasant Lake, Sand Creek, and Medina. This is KDTX.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KDTX. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Oakland and Genesee counties until 7:15. At 6:10, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Byron to near Oak Grove to near Brighton, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are radar-indicated. Expect considerable tree damage. Also, damage is likely to homes, mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Severe thunderstorms will be near South Lyon, Linden, and Gaines around 6:15, Novi, Fenton, Milford, and Lake Fenton around 6:20, Holly around 6:25, West Bloomfield around 6:30, Southfield, Pontiac, Grand Blanc, and Clarkston around 6:35, Troy, Royal Oak, Birmingham, Goodrich, and Ortonville around 6:40, and Warren, Oxford, Sterling Heights, and Rochester around 6:50. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Franklin, Eagle Harbor, Waterford, Orchard Lake, Rankin, Holly State Recreation Area, Commerce, Rose Center, Lathrop Village, and Auburn Hills. People at Taco Bell and Claflin 4th of July celebrations should seek safe shelter immediately. This is KDTX. This is KDTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 for Eastern Lenawee and Washtenaw counties. At 6:16 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Salem to Belleville to Mabee to near Ottawa Lake, moving east at 60 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. The severe storms will be near Salem around 6:20. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Pittsfield Township, Whitaker, Macon, Ogden, Senna, Hudson Mills, Metro Park, Bridgewater, Ridgeway, Shelby Mills, Palmyra, and Barton Hills. This is KDTS. This is KDTS. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 for southeastern Shiawassee and Livingston counties. At 6:18, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Byron to near Heartland to South Lyon, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are radar-indicated. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. These severe thunderstorms will remain mainly over rural areas of southeastern Shiawassee and Livingston counties, including the following locations: Lakeland, Island Lake State Recreation Area, Chilson, Pinckney State Recreation Area, Hell, Tyrone Township, and Deerfield Township. This is KBTS.
Mic on 3 to DTX.
Go ahead, mic on 3.
Hey Piper, does that look like it's going to be a direct beat towards Ortonville right now? So I want to get the grounds crew to start covering stuff up here.
I'm sorry, you got noisy behind me and I didn't hear all of your question. Is it going to be what?
Is that going to be a direct hit on Ortonville? Or is it going to kind of bypass us? I want to know so I can get stuff covered up here.
Give me a second, I'll find out. Sounds like it is coming. I would start covering things up.
Thanks, Piper. Mic on 3 clear.
No problem.
Thank you, Jeff.
This is KDTS. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 from Monroe and Wayne counties. At 6:21, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Northville to Greenfield Village to Carlton to near Temperance, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are radar-indicated. Expect hail damage to vehicles, considerable tree damage, and wind damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. The severe thunderstorms will be near Livonia, Taylor, Monroe, Flat Rock, Dearborn, Detroit, Wyandotte, Trenton, Lunapeer, and Greenfield Village around 6:25, downtown Detroit and Gros Steele around 6:30, Belle Isle around 6:35, and Gros Point around 6:40. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Newport, Melvindale, Gibraltar, Erie, New Boston, Woodland Beach, Stony Point, Old Harbor, Rockwood, and Samara. Stand by for another. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Lenawee and Washtenaw counties is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for southeastern Michigan. This is KDTS. This is KDTS. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 for Oakland and Genesee counties. At 6:27, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Huffman to near Goodrich to Clarkston to near Southfield, moving east at 60 miles an hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and full-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are made out of rain. Expect considerable tree damage. Damage is also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. These severe thunderstorms will be near Warren, Flint, Troy, Southfield, Pontiac, Davison, Oxford, Sterling Heights, Royal Oak, and Burton around 6:35. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Franklin, Eagle Harbor, Waterford, Orchard Lake, Rankin, Holly State Recreation Area, Commerce, Rose Center, Lathrop Village, and Auburn Hills. people attending Royal Oak Taco Fest, Pine Knob, and Preston 4th of July celebration should seek safe shelter immediately. Stand by for another statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Shiawassee and Livingston counties is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, and therefore the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for southeastern Michigan. This is KADCI.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
We're getting reports, two separate reports, power failures at Lake Angeles area and also at the area of Baldwin and Walton Roads. Baldwin and Walton Roads, power outages at both locations.
Do you have any specific reports with times and cross streets and all that good stuff, or you're just generally letting me know?
If you want to know, I can let you know. Do not have anything other than the Lake Angeles location. The other one was at intersection of Baldwin and Walden area. Don't have any other information. If you don't need these reports, I'll refrain from giving them to you.
Severe thunderstorm warning. Extreme heat warning. Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is KDTX, a severe thunderstorm warning. This is KDTX, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. for Central Monroe and Wayne counties. At 6:40, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Southfield to downtown Detroit to 6 miles south of Gros Steel to near Luna Pier, moving east at 40 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms, which our radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, lighting, and trees. The severe thunderstorms will be near Grosse Pointe and the Belle Isle around 6:45. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Newport, Melvindale, Gibraltar, New Boston, Woodland Beach, Stony Point, Old Harbor, Rockwood, Harborwood, and Westland. This is KDTX. This is KDTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 for Oakland and Southern Genesee counties. At 6:41 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Davison to near Matamora to near Rochester to Detroit Zoo, moving east at 50 miles an hour. The main hazard is 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail with these radar-indicated tornadoes or thunderstorms. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. The severe thunderstorms will be near Warren, Troy, Davison, Oxford, Sterling Heights, and Rochester around 6:45. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Franklin, Eagle Harbor, Waterford, Orchard Lake, Holly State Recreation Area, Lathrop Village, Auburn Hills, Bingham Farms, Lake Angeles, and Farmington Hills. People attending Royal Oak Taco Fest, Pine Knob, and Clawson 4th of July celebrations should seek safe shelter immediately. This is KADCS. This is KADCS. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County in southeastern Michigan until 7:45 p.m. At 6:42, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Ortonville to near Pontiac to Detroit Zoo, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are the main hazard with these storms, which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Severe thunderstorms will be near Warren, Sterling Heights, and Clinton Township around 6:50, St. Clair Shores, Mount Clemens, and Romeo around 6:55, Macomb Township around 7, then New Baltimore around and Armada around 7:05, Richmond around 7:10, Memphis around 7:15. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Roseville, Shelby Township, Ray Center, Utica, Fraser, East Point, Washington, New Haven, Stony Creek, Metro Park, and Centerline. People attending UWM Field should seek shelter immediately. This is KDTS.
K8DTX from Macomb County.
And this is K8DTX. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Lapeer County until 7:45. At 6:45, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Hadley to near Ortonville to near Oxford, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are the main hazard for these storms, which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Severe thunderstorms will be near Lapeer, Hadley, and Metamora around 6:50, Dryden around 6:55, Imlay City and Alma around 7, Lum around 7:05. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Goodland Township, Kings Mill, Attica, Elba, and Thorndale. This is, or I'm sorry, Thornville. This is KDTX.
Mypan from Macomb County. Mypan from Macomb County.
What's your station calling, Mypan?
Yes, Mike on Macomb County. We get a report of gust front arrival and 50-mile-an-hour winds, 10-mile in Mound in Warren, 6:45. How copy?
This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Central Monroe County is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have been moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. The severe thunderstorm watch does remain in effect until 10 o'clock for southeastern Michigan, as well as the severe thunderstorm warning remaining in effect until 7:15 for central Wayne County. At 6:52, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Detroit Zoo to near Belle Isle to 8 miles southeast of Gross Eel to 8 miles east of Luna Pier, moving east at 45 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and missile-sized hail are the main hazards with these storms, which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. The severe thunderstorms will be near Grosse Pointe and Belle Isle around 6:55. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Brownstown Township, Highland Park, Melvindale, Gibraltar, Riverview, Rockwood, Northeast Detroit, Northwest Detroit, Harper Woods, and Grosse Pointe Shores. Stand by for another statement. The first KDTX, the severe thunderstorm warning for Genesee County is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:15 for eastern Oakland County. At 6:53, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Lapeer to near Dryden to near Romeo to near St. Clair Shores, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are the main hazards with the storms which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. The severe thunderstorms will remain mainly over rural areas of eastern Oakland County, including the following locations: Rochester Hills, Madison Heights, Lakeville, Clawson, Berkeley, Oak Park, Table Park, Lake Orion, Lathrop Village, and Auburn Hills. People attending the Royal Oak Taco Fest and Clawson 4th of July celebration should seek safe shelter immediately. This is K8DTX.
Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear.
This is KATX.
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Macomb County. At 6:58, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Dryden to near Macomb Township to St. Clair Shores, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are the main hazard with these storms, which our radar has indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. These severe thunderstorms will be near St. Clair Shores, Mount Clemens, Romeo, Clinton Township, Armada, and Macomb Township around 7:05, near Baltimore and Richmond around 7:10, Memphis around 7:15. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Roseville, Shelby Township, Ray Center, Utica, Fraser, East Point, Washington, New Haven, Stony Creek Metro Park, and Centerline. People attending UWM Field should seek safe shelter immediately. This is KATTX.
Connected to CMN Network.
Was someone trying to call my son? KATTX. Nothing heard. Stand by for another statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 from Lapeer County. At 7:01, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Lapeer to near Inlay City to near Dryden, moving northeast 45 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are the main hazard, which our radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. These severe thunderstorms will be near Inlay City, Almont, Dryden, and Lum around 7:05. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Goodland Township, Kings Mill, Attica, Elba, and Thornville. Stand by for another statement. This is KADTX. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for St. Clair County until 8 p.m. At 7 o'clock, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Dryden to near Romeo to near St. Clair Shores, moving east at 50 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and semi-sized hails are the main hazards of these storms, which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Severe thunderstorms will be near New Baltimore around 7:10, Algonac, KPAC, and Harsons Island around 7:15, Richmond around and Memphis around 7:20, Marine City and Emmett around 7:25, St. Clair around and St. Clair and Marysville around 7:35, Port Huron around 7:45. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Ankerville, North Street, Adair, Lynn Township, Rattle Run, Goodwill, Pinellas, Rockway, Smith Creek, Fairhaven, and Wadhams. This is K8DTX. This is K8DTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Oakland County will expire at 7:15. The storms which prompt this warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for southeastern Michigan. Stand by for another statement. This is KATTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for central Wayne County will expire at 7:15. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for southeastern Michigan. This is KATTX. This is KATTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for southeastern Lapeer County. At 7:14, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near North Branch to near KPAC to near Armada, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts were the main hazard with these storms, which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. These severe thunderstorms will remain over mainly rural areas of southeastern Lapeer County, including the following locations: Cleveland Township, Kingsville, Attica, and Thornville. This is KATTX.
K8DTX Oakland.
Go ahead, Oakland.
K8DTX Oakland, we're conditioning green monitoring.
Okay, we've got you in condition green at 7:18. Thank you, K8DTX.
This is K8DTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 for Macomb County. At 7:18, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near KPEC to near New Baltimore to 7 miles southwest of Harsons Island, moving east at 40 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are the main hazard with these storms, which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. A severe storms will be near Memphis around 7:25. Other affected by these severe thunderstorms include New Haven, Roseville, Ray Center, Chesterfield Township, Fraser, East Point, Harbor Woods, Gross Point Woods, and Gross Point Shores. This is KATCX.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
This is KATCX. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 o'clock for for St. Clair County. At 7:22, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Brown City to near Emmett to near Richmond to near Alphabet, moving 50 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and petty-sized hail are the main hazard with these storms, with our radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. These severe thunderstorms will be near St. Clair and Yale around 7:30, Port Huron and Marysville around 7:35, and Lake Port around 7:40. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Anchorville, North Street, Bear, Lynn Township, Rattle Run, Goodell's, Rockway, Smith Creek, Bearhaven, and Wadhams. This is K8DTX. This is KBTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Lapeer County are canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for southeastern Michigan. This is KBTX.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KATTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County will expire at 7:45. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock at 4 Southeast Michigan. This is KATTX.
Severe thunderstorm watch.
K8DTX from Macomb County.
Hunter DTX, I'm sorry, I didn't hear who was calling.
Yes, Mike, this is Macomb County. Just advised our net went to condition green at 7:38. Macomb County, condition green, 38.
Okay, Macomb, I got you in condition green at 7:38. Thank you for the update. K8DTX.
NAWRO, clear.
This is K8DTX. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 o'clock for St. Clair County. At 7:42, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Yale to 7 miles west of Port Huron to near Marysville to 8 miles east of Marine City, moving east at 40 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail are the main hazard to these storms, which are radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. These severe storms will be near Port Huron and Lakeport around 7:50. The severe thunderstorms
The locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Anchorville, North Street, Adair, Lynn Township, Round Run, Goodell's, Brockway, Smith Street, Fairhaven, and Wadhams. This is KDTX. This is KDTX. The severe thunderstorm warning for St. Clair County will expire at 8 o'clock. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 o'clock for southeastern Michigan. This is KDTX.
Connected to CMN Network. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain. 72 degrees.
Go ahead, Macomb.
Okay, I've got you checked out. Thank you for checking in. KDTX.
This is KADTX. The National Weather Service has canceled severe thunderstorm watch number 447 for the following areas. In Michigan, this canceled 11 counties. Those counties are Genesee, Livingston, Oakland, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Macomb, Shiawassee, Wayne, Lenawee, Monroe, and St. Clair. This includes the cities of Adrian, Almont, Ann Arbor, Brighton, Canton, Dearborn, Durand, Ferndale, Flint, Fowlerville, Howell, Imlay City, Lambertville, Lapeer, Lincoln Park, Livonia, Marysville, Monroe, Novi, Owosso, Pontiac, Port Huron, Redford, Royal Oak, Tickfield, St. Clair Shores, Sterling Heights, Taylor, Temperance, Troy, Warren, Waterford, and Westland. The National Weather Service has canceled the Great Thunderstorm Watch 447 for the following areas, which are the adjacent coastal waters of St. Clair River, Detroit River, St. Clair, and the Michigan waters of Lake Erie from the Detroit River to North Cape. This is KATTX. We'll be shutting down our Mycon activation for this evening at 8:05. Thank you for those who checked in and anyone listening. This is KATTX.
Mycon 3DTX.
From Oakland County.
Mycon 3 to DTX. Thank you, Piper, for heading on in there today. I appreciate it. Mycon 3. Thanks.
No problem. Happy to help. Let me know if you need me for any of the others that may or may not come throughout the weekend. See you later.
I think Oakland County was calling you. I'm not sure, though.
Oakland County, where you're looking for me? Okay, GTX. Nothing for it.
Ah, they're shy. You want to go to the first?
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 91 degrees.
KS Lake DRC from NHWJ 600.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
NHWJ said listening.
Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 72 degrees.
W8FQ.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8FQ. Very, very quiet. Everybody's sleeping. Yep. Friday, observed 4th of July, so I guess a lot of people are probably doing some 4th of July stuff, but tomorrow's the actual 4th, so. So you got two good days to do it. Yep. I didn't know if tomorrow was going to be a thunderstorm or what, but I don't know. Some people were unloading all their fireworks across the street from me, so I've been watching that through the window. Yeah, we did a little at the in-laws, and at the end we did a couple of some mortars and a couple of things. Nothing crazy, but bigger than the kids do the sparklers and silly stuff like that, and then cracked out a few mortars and things. Just finished that up a little bit ago. Man, I'll tell you, it gets late fast. So, on our way home now. Just coming up on Gibraltar.
KF8S. Yep, Gibraltar. Not familiar with that.
The Gibraltar Trade Center on, north of North River Road off 94. Used to be the big flea market.
Oh, yeah, it took me a moment. My brain had to think of the big statue. Back in the day when I played Magic the Gathering, that's when I went there. Yeah, this is back in college. We used to play it was the Pokemon of the day for the Generation Xers, I replaced with Pokemon. But I remember you could buy rare cards from vendors there.
Yeah, I used to enjoy going there, and I used to go there for, car stereo equipment. I used to be able to get bargain car stereo stuff and some other odds and ends. And over time, it just kept getting, junkier and junkier. But right up to the end, we'd go there every now and again. It just wasn't as much fun in the last years as it was back in the good old days. Remember when they had that pet store in the back?
Remember, all I remember is they had rugs. You could buy rugs there. So many rugs. But anyway, they used to have computer shows. It was that. Gibraltar had them, and then the other one by the union, they were a union hall. Richard Nagy presents. And he would, they'd also do computer stuff there at Gibraltar every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, they had the computer shows, and
been gun shows for a while, and at the very end there, about the only reason we'd ever go there was for the guy that had the cheeses and the jerky. We'd go to see him, or maybe the guy that made that did the leathers. Occasionally we'd go there for that. Everything else turned into cheap Chinese junk. The stereo guys were okay if you wanted to buy that bargain basement stereo stuff. And you could make a pretty decent system on a budget if you shop wisely amongst those guys. But that was the end. The computer shows, I think, were long gone, and the gun shows were still there occasionally, but the last one of those I went to wasn't all that impressive either. It was on its way out. I think the days of those kinds of venues were killed by the internet, of course, and Amazon and whatnot, e-commerce.
Yeah, it's the Alibaba, the day or whatever. AliExpress. Hell, I didn't think of AliExpress, not Alibaba. It's, yeah. And, but yeah, I mean, you couldn't, where else could you go to, you know, if you wanted to build computers and stuff? I don't even, you know, they used to have catalogs and stuff, but you'd have to go to one of those shows if you wanted to put a system together, and you kind of would go to every vendor and look who is selling, you know, whatever cheaper, and put everything together. And but yeah, that was the time back then. And then yeah, you're right, the internet kind of changed all that stuff. But it was fun back in the day. I remember that. Just like everything else, everything was slower paced. You couldn't get everything instantly like you used to. You know, like you can now. Well, I think things had more value, you know, because you had to, like, you know, save up and, you know, find it, you know, and then if you found a particular, like, video card that was the hot ticket for gaming and nobody could get them and you found one and, you know. Nowadays, you know, you just go to Newegg or whatever and click and you got it. And I don't even know, is Newegg still holding on, or is Amazon killing them too? I haven't bought from them in a long time. They're probably still around. I don't see why they wouldn't be. Not sure what you'd buy from there. I remember my one friend, he would, you know, when Amazon started coming out and all that, he would still buy some of there. Like, why don't you buy from Amazon? And he's like, oh, I'm just getting Newegg because they have free shipping. And it's like, so does Amazon. But he was never a member, and I always teased him about it. How he was always like 10 years behind. And, but yeah, I think they're still around. That and Woot. Do you remember Woot.com? I forgot. I think Amazon bought them out. And so that killed that. The Daily Woot. You got to remember the Daily Woot.
Truth be told, that one doesn't ring a bell. Not remembering that.
And it would sell cheap stuff, like they would have like wrist FRS radios. I didn't even know what FRS was back then. And like the Zune player, remember Microsoft Zune? They were clearing those out one time. And it was just always like just cheap things that you get in a bargain. They might not necessarily be the best thing in the world, but it was like something they were clearing out. And sometimes you could get like flashlights and things like that.
Yeah, no, I can't remember that one. But, you know, that reminds me, now, you know, I'm a good 10-plus years older than you, maybe even 15. And I remember when, maybe more, I don't know. I'm trying to guess.
but when we were kids, I was just talking with this with Steve, N8NM. You know, when we were little guys, we'd go to this place called Silverstein. Oh my God, was that place just a sight to behold. And then there was a place called the Whoopee Bowl out on Dixie Highway up north of Pontiac, out toward Clarkston, out that way further. That was just a big old place that had a whole bunch of crap. But all them things come and they go. The Army Navy surplus stores, those were always great. Of course, that, you know, when we were kids, there was still surplus from, you know, World War II and Vietnam. And, you know, they were just retiring some of the World War II stuff and some of the Vietnam stuff. So they could stay in business. Nowadays, they sell it on procurement they make arrangements with some place to come in and buy everything up, and then they distribute it. It never makes the Army-Navy surplus store anymore. But it's kind of the same with the stuff you're talking about several years later, fond memories of all these places. They're no more. What will be the places people will have fond memories of, you know, 20 years from now?
Remember when there were Amazon warehouses? Now they're all data centers. No, I don't know. remember the Amazon trucks that would come to your house? Now they're all delivered by drones. It's gonna be, I don't know. There'd be silly stuff like that.
20 years, the economy would be all collapsed, and you know we'll be bartering. Remember when you could just get online and order something and have it a day?
Remember you didn't have to buy from the robots, or the time before the robots, where we could buy stuff or sell? Now we just send our robot out to get it. I don't know what was going to happen. Or remember when we used to drive cars? Now we can't drive cars. I don't know if any of that. I did see a GM autonomous test vehicle thingy when I was going to Grand Rapids. I was driving on I-69 near where the Detroit Edison. You know, our Detroit. I don't know if you've ever seen the Detroit Edison's got a solar farm now. It was weird because I saw the. I thought it was weird seeing the solar farm and the GM autonomous test vehicle at the same time.
The two things that have creeped me out a little bit, well, one creeped me out and one just kind of made me look in awe or wonder or something. But the one that creeped me out was windmills, wind farm. And, you know, they're always creepy. They're ominous. They remind me of some, you know, big creature from a sci-fi film or something like that. Just they take up the whole scenery. But when you get down, like, south of Houston, when you start getting down toward Corpus Christi, they just go forever and ever and ever. And they're like monoliths. They're just these huge structures, you know, and you're driving amongst them. And it almost feels like you're driving like a little ant amongst, you know, giant robots or something. It's weird. And I've gotten that feeling a few other places. You get a little bit of it if you're on that new section of highway that runs from Toledo to Fort Wayne. That's a nice piece of road.
2 miles.
And you get a little feeling of it there, and you get a little bit of it in Oklahoma before you get to Texas. But I've never really felt the you know, how staggering it was until I was down there near Corpus Christi. So that always was something that just kind of. And the other one was I was driving into Pontiac on 59 about a month ago, and there was like two drones taking off and one coming in, you know, they were like right over my head, and I was like, it's like an airport. It was crazy.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Amazon drones yet, but I hear it was It was Double Agent John that was telling us about it. Funny, I make fun of him. That I guess if you want Amazon delivery, you have to be a Prime member, and you have to pay a little bit extra for it, and you have to live within, like, a certain amount of miles from it. I think it's Hazel Park and Pontiac are where the drones are flying out of.
Yeah, I'm near the Hazel Park facility, so I see drones in my neighborhood almost daily. And you can hear them, you know, like, and you look up at this big drone. It's kind of like just kind of ominously flying over your property on its way to the neighbors or whatnot. But I've never seen anything like I saw that. That one up near Pontiac I saw, when I saw multiples, like, all in the, you know, taking off or landing. It just struck me as a new era.
Yeah, I guess you give it a target where you want it to drop it in your backyard. It'll drop it from, like, 25 feet or so. I forgot how far up it was, but it seemed like it was pretty high up where it's dropping it. So you have to have a drop zone, and it cracked me up. But I don't think I ever need anything that fast. So I don't think I would ever, I mean, maybe one day I will get drone delivery, but, or if they ever have it somewhere near me. But I don't know why I would want it that fast, or need something that fast. If I need something that fast, I could probably go to the store.
I agree, but there have been times where I thought, oh, we're almost out of coffee. You know, it's like, well, I could just go run and get some. And then I think, oh, we got enough till morning? So, yeah, and then I can go click on Amazon, and they'll have it to me, you know, between 4 and 8 a.m. or something like that. So, well, if we got enough to, you know, last till morning, then, you know, then I'm just going to do that, you know, so I don't have to go out. And the drone could be, I don't know if I'd ever need anything that fast, but a couple of orders I've done, they've offered, and it was no extra fee. And it just says, you know, drone delivery today between 4 and 6 or something like that. So I said, okay, what the hell? And I click yes, and both times they cancel. And so you've yet to have a single drone delivery. But I've seen them in the neighborhood.
That's funny. I would do it once if they offered it for free, you know, if it's like, for this order, you want to draw? Yeah, maybe I'd do it once for the novelty, just to freak people out around me, you know, freak the neighbors out. But but no, I don't know. It seems silly. And but yeah, the overnight stuff. Yeah, I mean, if you really need something, you get the Florida. I always feel bad for the dude, for the driver. Who's making somebody drive 4 to 7 in the morning? I don't need it that urgently. Go 7 to 11 is fine.
See, I think I'd like to be the 4 to 7 guy. Quiet, nobody's on the road. I'd like to be the guy that delivers in that window. So maybe that's my retirement gig.
You know, for fun, I signed up for that. Called Amazon Flex. So all those people that are driving in those windows, those are the Amazon Flex guys. So basically you can sign up and then there'll be like schedules on your phone, and you can sign up for a 3-hour window. And but it's so hard to get, I mean, it seems like it's very competitive. You know, you wouldn't make much money off of it. It would be a side gig. Like, you would probably do that. Like, if you really wanted to go that route in retirement, right, or whatever, if you wanted to be a professional driver like that, you'd have to do, like, DoorDash and Amazon Flex and all that stuff. You'd have to do multiples.
Yeah, you know, because, I mean, does it, do you make anything? I mean, let alone paying for wear and tear, gas, and all your car. You know, you just break even on that. so who knows. All right, well, I'm just pulling down the street here. I'm going to back in the drive, get in. Kitty and puppy have been alone all evening, and I'm going to get in there. And oh, my grass needs cutting, something awful. We'll catch you in a little bit if you're still around. After yours, W8FU.
Alrighty, yeah, no, you're not making a living off of it. It's a supplemental income. You're not making much. It's not worth it. I mean, you're not gonna make. You look at the car expense and all that stuff. So, all right, talk to you later. KF8S.
You're connected to CMN Network.